All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Frank Kramer is with us from Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. Always nice to see you, dude.
Good to see you, too, brother.
Stay until 11 o'clock, then tomorrow you got a big day.
I have a big day tomorrow.
10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on the air.
Long day.
And are you going to try to go home after that or to the bar?
I'm going
to
go home, and then I got a car picking me up to take me down to Pink Taco in Century City, the mall down there, and going to be serving drinks.
Yeah, to 6 to 8 p.m. Look at that.
To the audience.
I think it'll go longer than 8 p.m.
Oh, yeah. I normally stay longer than 8 p.m. We started taking separate cars now because I'm the guy who stays later and just parties till I can't anymore. And Heidi and Frosty are just not
they're home by 8:30.
Out. Yeah, they're like, that's my bedtime. We got to get home. Come on. So we have to take separate cars now.
Yeah, I see Heidi going to bed early and waking up, like, jogging and working out.
She does. She runs 6 miles a day.
She does?
Yeah.
Oh, boom.
That's got to be hard on her knees being a big bone gal like she is.
I drove 6 miles to the mall today. I was exhausted in traffic. She's running 6 miles.
She's running six.
All right, folks. Joining us from KCAL and CBS. I think mostly CBS, but he also works for KCAL as well. The guy that goes out there and busts restaurants that are effing people over here in Los Angeles, David Goldstein. How are you, sir?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, doing
hey,
excellent,
David.
Man.
How's everyone?
Oh, we're doing fantastic. Hey, I've got an idea for you. We want you to call up because I think I got the next big idea for you.
All right.
All right. You got a pen?
Always.
Okay. It's called marrying liquors. Have you ever heard of that term?
No.
Okay. This happens because we've taken some calls on this in the past. I went into a bar about 2 weeks ago with a friend of mine late at night. And I said, give me a shot of Grey Goose and a Heineken. And he gives me a shot of Grey Goose and a Heineken. I take the shot, and I'm like, wait a minute, dude, that's not Grey Goose. That's like some, you know, bottom feeder vodka.
Oh.
And he says, no, it's Grey Goose. And I said, no, it's not. So I said, call the manager over here.
Does that mean you have a problem when you can recognize that?
Well, that's what the manager said. He said, you know, he gives me an AA card. You know, you're one step. That's the first step to AA. But he admitted, he said, because I was going to bust his balls. I get really pissed. He admitted that they do marry the liquors.
Whoa.
Where they will put a cheaper liquor, a cheaper vodka into the Grey Goose bottle, which I believe is highly illegal.
It probably is. It probably is. But, you know, the way we do all these stories is we have some way to test them.
Right.
So I think if we went around to all these bars with you, and then we can test them all, we'll give you a hidden camera.
Exactly.
Go around, and you do the taste test.
Right. And you know what? It probably will take 3 years to really get a good sampling of everything that's going down.
And it's on CBS's tab, so what? You know, why not?
Yeah. But I think that's a great one. It's a young crowd that would watch. And they would want to know the bars that are screwing them over when, you know, giving them low-end liquor when they're, you know, ordering some top-shelf stuff.
That's a good deal.
Thank you very much.
I love David's special reports. And when you did Pervert Santas, that was one of my favorites. But then you crossed the line, my friend, when you started going after the pharmaceutical pot. Dispensaries.
Yeah, the medical marijuana.
Yeah, and right. You were like, people are abusing this. I'm like, shut up.
I was on your program.
I know.
You were promoting that, and I could tell from your demeanor that afternoon.
I didn't
like that.
I used to love you, and I can't stand you anymore for that.
But I think that's a good one with the liquor. I also think that, again, and I keep pitching this to you, and you keep giving me the Heisman Trophy straight arm on it, but they run on the Orange Line, which runs through the valley.
Yeah.
They run those big buses. They're double-deck, not double-deck buses, but they're long buses. They're the regular bus plus
with
they have
the accordion center?
Yeah, like the addition on it, right? Yeah, the accordion center. And they run these buses all night long. And between midnight and 4 a.m., nobody's on them. But yet they keep running them. They should run just like bicycles at that point, where a guy, you know, has like a bicycle for two, and he's the driver of it, and he just picks up the guy in the back, and they haul away.
The one guy out of 4 in the morning who's drinking the fake Grey Goose.
Right.
Yeah. I'm holding that one in my back pocket
for
some slow sweeps month.
Good.
Hey, and I'm going to pull it out and say, I got the story.
All right. Now, sweep starts, I believe, tonight or tomorrow?
Today.
Oh, boy. Today. All right, so what are you working on? What are the big stories this month?
I can't tell you. I don't know. Not ready to divulge them.
None of them?
Well, you know, actually, I was in Tucson today. I just got back from Tucson about an hour ago.
Right.
Doing a piece there, which is an interesting story, not wholly investigated, but these two forensic scientists in Tucson have done a study on the RFK assassination, because it's the 40th anniversary of Robert Kennedy's assassination in June.
Right.
And this guy has analyzed the only known audio tape of the shooting with a new computer procedure and everything, and has determined that there were at least 13 shots fired. And Sirhan's gun only had 8 shots. And these guys aren't conspiracy theorists. They're, you know, not saying who did it. They're not coming out and saying someone else, naming anybody, but just they did this whole scientific study. And it's really interesting, and we spent the day in their lab today shooting a piece that's going to air in a couple of weeks. But it's really interesting that these guys have come to this determination, and scientifically, and they presented it in Washington and a scientific board. They presented it in universities around the country, and they're working on a book.
Hmm.
So it's an interesting story.
Now, but how many shots did they say killed Robert Kennedy?
Well, 4 shots hit Kennedy. They don't believe that the 4 shots that hit Robert Kennedy came from Sirhan's gun. They're not saying Sirhan obviously Sirhan was there, fired his gun, but those weren't the shots that killed Kennedy.
Wow.
And they have determined that there were at least 13 shots, and we went through the whole thing in their forensic lab.
Are you serious?
Yes, serious, Doug.
They have analyzed, there's only one known audio tape, was by a radio reporter who didn't know he had his tape recorder on, because, remember, the shooting happened after Kennedy gave his speech, and then he was walking through the pantry at the Ambassador Hotel, so all the TV cameras, the film cameras, they turned everything off. Everyone turned their recorders off, and some were following Kennedy through, and this one Canadian reporter thought he turned his tape recorder off, but it stayed on, and it's the only known audio.
And now he works for CBS.
Right.
He's an engineer here. I didn't know I had it on.
All right, that sounds great, but I think I had Smirnoff.
Yes.
I think, I don't think you heard me. I paid for a top shelf vodka.
And some places, Smirnoff is a top shelf vodka.
I know, but not when it's sitting next to a bottle of Grey Goose.
What is the bottom of the barrel of vodka?
I think it's, I don't know what the bottom of the barrel is.
The rot gut. What do they call it?
Gary, you should know. Pop off vodka? Yeah, that's in the plastic bottle.
It's in a plastic bottle?
Yeah. Anytime you drop a vodka bottle and it just bounces, you're going low end. I think you should look into that, David. Please.
No, I think it's an interesting story. Just how do you prove besides taking you around?
Well,
and I'm not sure that's scientific proof.
I think you could probably take a one of those eyedroppers and fill it up with vodka, and you could probably take it to a lab, and they could determine what type of vodka that is.
I don't know. I'm all seriousness. I think it's an interesting story.
Well, it is. You did the same story about fish, didn't you?
Oh yeah. That story was great.
Right.
They were selling you tilapia, but they were saying it was sea bass?
Right.
Dude, that's amazing, by the way. David, this is the kind of effect you have on people. Both Frank Kramer and myself, who, occasionally get buzzed, yet still remember these stories you do.
That's a good journalist.
It really is.
If we can find out a scientific way to test for different kinds of vodka, I think it's an interesting story.
Yeah, I would be willing to help you out there, my friend.
I know you would.
Yes. Hey, so how's the Tuchek family going? How's Dorothy, Lucy, and everybody?
You know, I have a bulletin. I got home.
Oh, you're finally going to go public with the divorce?
Yeah. I got home from Tucson about an hour ago. My wife is still out.
What?
And she gets up at 4:45 in the morning, and it's 10 o'clock, and she's still out.
Well, did you come back early? She didn't expect you back?
And, no, and, she knew when I was coming back. But,
wow.
She had a meeting.
She just didn't want to be home when you got there?
I got to turn the TV on tomorrow and see the eyes.
Yeah, really.
This could be, it could be Joy Behar tomorrow with, after a sardine pizza.
She's usually sound asleep by now.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Boom. You know, if she gets home in the next couple of minutes, I'll throw her the phone,
Okay. All right, but you can't tell us anything else you're working on, huh?
No, you know, we've got a couple of things that are in the works, but I can't really talk about them. In all seriousness, I can't. I mean, normally we go on, and I told Mike, you know, our PR guy, said I have nothing to promote. You know, go on anyway.
All right. What's happening with the homeless guys? Any update on that? Not the homeless guys, the sex offenders living in the hotels.
We're actually working on something there.
Okay.
So they're still all over the place.
All right, excellent. Well, please come back next week or two when you got something rolling. We'd love to have you on and promote it.
Okay.
Lay off the pot smokers, you ass.
Yeah.
That was one story, and that's it. I'll leave them alone.
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks, David.
All right, guys.
All right, take care of yourself. There he goes, everybody. David Goldstein with Channel 9 and Channel 2. And that guy always has some great segments.
Oh, yeah, he really does.
Yeah. But, you know what, that's true. I had heard that from a friend of mine that bars marry liquors. And
they marry ketchup in restaurants.
Yeah, I guess they probably do that. But the reason why I like top shelf vodka is you don't get as hungover.
So that is your when you go out to a bar, it's Grey Goose and a Heineken.
Yeah, because Grey Goose, it costs you about $2 a shot, but in the morning you're not as hungover if you drink cheap vodka.
You don't drink tequila?
No,
give me a first drink of the night. Give me a shot of tequila and a Miller Lite.
Yeah, I
I'm saying that because I'm looking at a Miller Lite wall that says Miller Lite bought this wall.
Yeah.
If you
Let's
mention
talk
a beer,
about
you
it.
Say Miller Lite.
Exactly.
So that's what I get, a shot of tequila and Miller Lite.
How many bottles of liquor do you think are sitting in your office right now?
Oh, my God. Probably 25.
Is that right?
Probably 25 bottles of liquor in the office.
And do people send them to you?
Some people send them if they want to get on Should I Stay or Should I Go? Music segment on Fridays.
Right.
They'll send a bottle of Jack, because we always do shots
on
Friday for that segment. So they'll send a bottle of some kind, and then we have Big Ernie. He listens to the show all the time. He sent us bottles of absinthe. We talked about absinthe one day, so he sent a bottle of absinthe.
It's a great job, man, when you got 25 bottles of liquor sitting on your desk.
It really is. And we actually have the bar globe, you know, where you see in people's offices, like when you watched... I Dream of Jeannie.
Right, yeah. Bewitched.
Yeah,
right.
They'd open up the bar globe, and we have one of those. We wheel down. It's radio, but we do it for ourselves. We wheel this thing in, and, hey, look, it's the bar globe. No one can see it but us, but we do it anyway.
All right, gang. I saw this on the internet today. Here's a story that I believe is true, because I think it could happen. However, I can't confirm whether it's true or not. But I it sounded pretty legitimate. I've seen some stories on the internet, and I looked at Snopes.com to see if it was fake or not, and they didn't have the story up there either way. But this guy goes to Vegas. He is a father of two. He's got himself a wife, and he's got a pretty decent house. I believe he was from Northern California. And he calls up on the cell phone a hooker, has sex with the hooker, goes back to his Northern California lifestyle, gets a call 2 weeks later from the hooker. She's pregnant. Jerry, please.
I'm with Jerry on this one. What hooker doesn't make you wear a condom?
No, I think that...
Every hooker that I've ever had.
Yeah. Your mic's on over there.
Frank. Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, we're on the air?
Oh. But I think that it's possible that could happen. You know, the condoms aren't 100%.
But for her to pinpoint the dude, it's a hooker.
Yeah, I know. That's why, you know, he's got to take like a DNA test and find out that's really, you know, if he's really, the father or not. I would want to know if I'm the father of that kid. But how about this? How about then having to tell your wife that you're going to have a new child? You're going to tell your parents that they're going to be grandparents again with this new child. And if it does have if the kid takes a DNA test and the mom does and the father does, and that kid turns out to be the child of this John, is he obligated to pay child support to the hooker? Because remember, he paid her probably $400 or $500 for the sex. Isn't that an insurance policy that you take out for stuff like this?
Oh my God! You would think. I don't understand, unless there's like a demand for pregnant hookers that she can make more money. Why would she even stay pregnant?
I don't know. I mean,
she's a hooker. She finds out she's pregnant, then you go take care of business. But if there's like, I'm a pregnant hooker, so I can charge double because I love pregnant chicks.
Yeah, but what if you love pregnant
chicks?
Oh
my God.
Is that right? You're attracted to pregnant chicks?
I love pregnant girls.
Really? How pregnant? Like, the more pregnant, the better?
Yeah, I'll cruise Babies or Us just to look at really, really hot pregnant chicks.
Jesus Christ. Yeah,
the chicks who, you know, keep themselves up. Right. They got just that big old belly on them.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Big turn on?
Big turn on.
And?
I think it's just because I pictured them, how they got pregnant.
Right.
And that some guy enjoyed that, and I'd love to enjoy that, too.
Right. But there's a child in there, somebody else's child.
Yeah, that's what makes it even better.
Right. Have you ever had sex with a pregnant woman?
I'm coding someone else's child.
Right. Have you ever had sex with a pregnant woman?
Yes, I've had sex with a pregnant woman.
That was not your own?
That was not my own.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that wild? How pregnant?
She was almost ready to pop.
Is that right? Like 8 months?
8 months. Yeah, she was big.
Where was the father?
He didn't want anything to do with it. And
right.
She was pregnant, and this is a girl I used to date. And then end up hooking up, I mean, seeing her again. I'm like, wow, look at you. You know, looks like everything's going well. You know, you married? No, you didn't tell me the sob story. So I'm like, this is it. I'm in this because she's not had the guy around for a long time.
Right.
And, we ended up hooking up that night, 8 months pregnant because your wife was pregnant. So she gets all horny in that stages.
Yeah. Well,
it wasn't my kid, so I didn't care about putting the dent in its head.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of, I don't think pregnant women are that attractive.
Really?
And I'd hate to,
the
you know.
The jugs.
I know, but you're having sex with them and then, you know, it's just, there's another, it's like having sex with two of them, man.
I know.
There's a, you know, there's a child in there. Well, I have a friend who lives in the Valley who, I asked him what his age range was when you have sex with a woman. How old will you go? How young will you go? And he has a theory that's pretty funny, but also pretty sick. He says his age range is from 8 hours after they're born till 8 hours after they die. It's pretty.
Do I know that guy?
I think you do. Yeah, I'll tell you off the air who he is.
Is Jackson?
But here's this is an interesting area. If a hooker gets pregnant, is the guy obligated to pay child support? Here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. There was a high-speed pursuit on Channel 9 that just came to an end in South Los Angeles. So if you're watching Channel 9, that pursuit's over. It was on the 105 freeway and ended up in South L.A. Frank Kramer's with us. It's Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Frank Kramer is with us from Frosty Heidi and Frank.
Yes.
So stoned, man. Look at this. Pot smoking.
Not yet.
No,
but,
not yet.
I did promise you that...
Yeah, 2 weeks from tonight.
2 weeks from tonight, I will come back in here. I've never been stoned on the radio before, but I will be stoned on the Tim Conway Jr. Show.
Look at that. Oh, I can't wait,
Just
man.
For you, my brother.
You'll be all paranoid and stuff.
I know.
Hey, see if Detective Rudy and Detective Andy can come by that night from LAPD.
I know Rudy and Andy. That's who I buy my weed from.
All right. Guy goes to Vegas. He's married with two kids, has sex with a hooker. 2 weeks later, she calls him on the cell phone and says, I'm pregnant. It's your kid. What do you do? Some guys would just leave their wives and move in with her, you know? And, you know, that's a chick that they really enjoyed, maybe.
No.
Especially if she was hot. And she's capable of making her own money.
I doubt if a hot hooker would keep the baby.
Well, I don't know. But you know what? But this guy evidently had some money. Owned his own company. So if you're going to get pregnant, you might as well get pregnant with a guy who's got some dough.
So you think she did it on purpose?
I think she did, yeah.
So she handed him a condom and she poked a hole in.
Yeah, but could he then sue her for, I don't know. I guess fraud, because he's paid her $500 for the hour, or $400, whatever you know the going rate is. And part, you know, when you pay a hooker $500, part of that money is insurance in case she gets pregnant. She'll do something about it.
Really, that's part of the money?
I think it is, isn't it? I think that's why it's so expensive.
I just always assumed if a hooker got pregnant, she'd take care of it. There was no pro-life hooker out there.
Right. Well, maybe this one, This one has a...
The Christian hookers.
Yeah, about
the best.
That. Yeah, the one hooker you run into is pro-life. There's one of them on the planet, and you go to Vegas, and you got her. Man, oh, man. All right, what do you do, man, if you get this hooker pregnant in Vegas? How do you handle that? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Let's talk to David here in Long Beach on 97.1. How are you?
Hey, how's it going?
All right, what do you got?
Hey, Frank Harvey.
Hey, David.
Yeah, I'm thinking Stanko, she's running some kind of game. 2 weeks, she's pregnant. Come on.
Two weeks? Is that what you said?
Yeah, 2 weeks.
How does she even know she's pregnant?
I don't know. I guess so. Well, my wife, when my wife got pregnant, she knew. She had like a pregnancy test. I think she knew in 2 weeks.
So women are that in tune with their bodies? They just know when they're knocked up?
I think so. Now, also, would you have to pay the hooker more money because you're taking her off the shelf for 9 months or 10 months? You know, because she's not going to be able to have sex with guys.
Why couldn't she?
Yeah, I guess you could convince her, you know.
Like I said, I think
jump back in the
pregnant
game.
Pregnant hookers, and if she's good looking, I'd pay extra for that.
Would you bang a pregnant hooker?
I totally would bang a pregnant hooker.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You would pay more for that?
Yeah. I would. I'd pay extra.
So you'd probably fall in love with her.
I know. I'll take care of the baby. No.
Right.
No.
Like the guy at a bachelor party who falls in love with a stripper. You ever been with
There's
one of those guys?
Always that one guy.
One guy, I can take you away from this. That happened to at a bachelor party. I went to Vegas, a bachelor party, and there was a chick there, and she was a stripper and stuff. And one of my friends was like, I can take you away from this. I can, you know, he's a single guy. You know,
yeah.
He said, you could come back to L.A. and live with me. And she's like, get the F out of here.
She finally called him on it. She's like, done with him.
Yeah, what a crazy deal that is. I'm a dancer in Vegas. Why do I come to, you know, the Valley to
That's
live
frosty.
With you?
That's frosty. Because I actually paid a stripper 20 minutes for just to talk to him about, like, dances.
Right.
But I said, just talk to him.
Has he ever been with a hooker, you think?
No. Never.
No?
No, he wouldn't do it.
He wouldn't do it?
No. Even if I bought him one, he wouldn't do it.
Not even like an upscale, high class?
Mm-mm. He would not do it.
Really?
He's an interesting fella.
And how old was he when he lost his virginity, you know?
You know, to tell you the truth, I don't think he has.
Is that right?
He says that he has with his prom date and his girlfriend that he had in high school, and then
Jesus
she had real
Christ.
She was real stanky, and that's what cursed him for life. But I don't think he ever has.
Wow.
If I had to put money on it and
if someone gave you $1,000
could say he did or not,
right.
I would put $1,000 on virgin.
Is that right?
I would.
Wow.
And that's no slam against
Is there any
Rossi.
Way to test that?
There's no Mannheimen.
But what about a lie detector test?
He would never take one. He's afraid of the questions.
He would never.
We've offered to have a lie detector test come in, and we'll hook him up and ask him. He's like, no way. But he's like, well, there's like 70% correct. And 30, and he's already defensive before he's even got the thing hooked up on him. So he would never take one.
Yeah, but he's also that kind of, he may be a nervous guy around those machines, and so that is a false positive.
But if you start out nervous, doesn't it register that? I mean, you're okay, there's the nerves, and the needle's, you know, moving.
That'd be an interesting hour, though, to put him on. I guess he won't do it, though.
He would never do it. Yeah. He would never do it.
All right, Frank Kramer is with us. Guy goes to Vegas and bangs around the hooker. She gets pregnant. What do you do? Let's talk to Travin in Yorba Belinda. You're on 97.1.
Hey, Tim. Hey, Frank. How you guys doing?
Hey, man? All right, man.
Hey, Travin.
Hey, enjoy both you guys' show.
Thank you, sir.
What this guy needs to do is do the old Tom Likas Hail Mary in a hurry.
Which is what?
Which is, you gotta meet up with her, tell her that, you can't do this, whatever you need to do to tell her not to do it, so she can have the abortion.
Right, you tell her you're gonna kill yourself?
Yeah, you can do that.
Yeah, she probably won't care.
In this case, she's not gonna get any money out of it, so maybe.
I think you take her stair dancing.
Yeah, I don't know, maybe you,
Oh, sorry.
Maybe you just kill her. I don't know.
Kill her?
I don't know. I mean, some guys would think of killing her.
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, if it's so, it's, you know, the deception is so, you know.
Who's going to miss her?
High. I mean, she's really trying to F your life over. I mean, if somebody.
So you pull Scott Peterson.
I don't know. Yeah.
Take a fish on Christmas.
Yeah, I guess, you try to I don't know. Maybe that's
that guy
last
got a raw
resort.
Deal, by the way,
yeah,
he really did.
That guy got convicted of two murders. Scott Peterson,
yeah. Raw deal.
Yeah, you don't think he did it?
I don't think he did it.
Oh, I think he did it.
He didn't do
it. And you know what? The worst part of it is he's sitting up in Folsom, right?
He's a fan
or
of the show.
San Quentin. Is
yeah.
he really?
Yeah, he listens to the station all the time.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow, look at that, Scott Peterson. But his cell overlooks the lake where he did it.
No way.
Yeah. In San Quentin or Folsom State Prison up there. And so he's now wakes up every morning, looks out that little tiny window to the lake that he supposedly, I guess not supposedly, he did it. The jury said he did it. The jury said that guy did that.
It was just all circumstantial evidence. I mean, what, you can't check the tide charts?
I don't know. The rope and the guns and the rope
the
and the bleach and all that stuff.
Come on.
I don't know.
It's all crap.
All right. What about OJ? You think OJ did it?
OJ got a raw deal.
Nobody's ever.
And he was let go.
And nobody's ever done anything. I'd like for you to be on the jury when I'm going down.
I want to be on my jury. It's like,
oh, yeah.
You want me on your jury.
Yeah, you don't want me on your jury. Because I see a guy walk into the courtroom, I'm like, it's over. Nobody has to say anything.
You ever had jury duty?
That guy's guilty. No, I'm cool about, you know, signing up, and I register, and every time I call up, they don't need me. I've been skating for like last 6 years.
They finally called me up.
They got you?
Well, you have to call in to see if they're going to call your group that day or your number. And I kept calling all week. And the very last day, they were like, you have to show up at 11:30. I'm doing the show. So I didn't show up.
Right.
So I don't even know what the hell that means.
Uh-oh.
I didn't
bad
show
vibes.
Up for my duty.
Yeah, that's bad vibes, I think.
Do they have me on? So if I get pulled over now, it's like, okay, you had a broken taillight. You didn't show up for jury duty.
Yeah, it's
and
possible.
You're drunk.
I think they would start with your drug and then work down to jury duty. All right, let's talk to Todd in Santa Monica. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
What's up, man?
Good to hear you. Hey, first of all, Frank, you're going to call in late tomorrow and Conway's going to be in the bed with you?
Wow, look at that.
Yeah, we're going to be spooning.
Hey, and the other thing, you impregnate a hooker in Vegas. The only thing to do is double down, right?
Oh, I see, yeah. Try to... get another one pregnant?
Well, double down meaning Frank gets on top and doubles down.
All right. Todd, you're just too weird to put on the air anymore.
Yeah, Todd, open mic night at the Giggle Factory is on Fridays.
Well, see, now, Todd, and I hate to hang up on this guy because he's actually a friend of mine, but it's true.
Is it really?
Yeah, he's the head writer for the Craig Ferguson Show. And he tries out all his new material on this show.
On this one?
Yeah. And whatever works here, they'll try to do on the show at night. And whatever doesn't, then they don't do it.
Yeah, don't give that to Craig.
Yeah, but Todd, please, please.
Yeah, come on.
All right, let's talk to Adrian in Ontario. You're on 97.1.
Hey, Jim, Frank, how you guys doing?
Hey, all right.
Hey, man.
Right on. Hey, Jim, I was going to say, you beat me to the punch, buddy. I was going to offer that same solution, go casino style, man, and just dig a hole out there.
Yeah, I think that's what a lot of guys are thinking.
Yeah, you know, I don't think Scott Peterson is actually a fair comparison because, I mean, the guy, you know, he killed his wife.
Right.
So that's a huge, you know.
He killed his wife and his child.
Right, and his child. Yeah, exactly.
Kill the hooker knowing that your child might be growing inside of her, that takes some serious balls.
Yeah, well, you know what? In this case, he kills the hooker, but he also kills his own child. So he is like Scott Peterson.
Yeah.
To an extent, but you're talking about, I mean, Scott Peterson, I think, would be actually much more of an extreme example in terms of, like, yeah, this guy definitely deserves everything that's coming to him while he's in prison.
Well, that's
his
if he did
you're
it.
Talking about, you know, but it's some, you know, $500 hooker, like you were saying earlier, man. You're right, man. That's insurance, dude. Once you're done with them, you don't ever expect to see them again unless you're a repeat customer. You know, then I guess that's where therein lies the issue.
Right. Hey, do you know what the number one leading cause of death is for pregnant women?
Murder.
Cause of death?
Yeah.
It is murder.
It's murder.
It? Yeah, it's murder.
Murder, really?
Yeah.
It really is.
Isn't that wild?
Wow. That's great. I would have never guessed that.
I mean, those are some guys who really don't want kids. All right, buddy.
That's
not
an advertisement for abortion. I don't know what is.
Yeah, or to really be careful out there.
Put those billboards up.
Yeah, before you call a guy and say you're pregnant, you know, look at that statistic. The number one cause of death for pregnant women is murder. Jesus Christ. What a country. It's like Yakov Smirnov should add that to his act. What a country. we got to take a break. Frank Kramer's with us. You can see Frosty ID and Frank tomorrow night. You can hear him tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 2. And I'm sure they'll be talking about the Pink Taco tomorrow on their show. And they're going to be, all three of them will be at the Pink Taco serving booze. So you get out there between 6 and 8 p.m.
It's not a broadcast. It's just we're behind the bar serving drinks.
Those are always the best one. We don't have to prep for a broadcast or anything.
Last time we did that was Saddle Ranch, and I didn't make it to the end. They had to carry me out.
Is that right? The whole Actually, you didn't make two hours?
I showered myself in Grey Goose, and they said, get the hell out of here. And they kicked me out. So expect Pink Taco to kick me out tomorrow. Come witness that.
All right, Pink Taco. And he's got his own car, so he can stay late. So all you chicks out there. Buzz over to Pink Taco. Although you can't, you're fine. All right, he's just looking for chicks for Frosty. All right, gang, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, call Tim Conway Jr. now. 520-9710.
520-9710.
The Tim Conway Jr. Show on 97.1 SoCal's FM Talk Station.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Frank Kramer is with us.
Finally found somebody to work with.
Yeah. and we're enjoying a Smithix from
Smithix.
Yeah, from Jeff from the John and
yeah,
Jeff.
Yeah, John and Jeff. Man. They're going to be drinking tonight.
Look at that.
They're acting like it's Friday.
That guy's a stud.
It is Friday for them, isn't it?
It is. It's their Friday. Yeah. They but.
It's been a long day for me here at this old station.
Yeah, and you got a big day tomorrow. 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. is the show, and then 6 to 8 p.m. tomorrow night is Frosty, Heidi, and Frank's big appearance over at the Pink Taco.
It's been a good time, man. Thank you for having me on.
Hey, thanks for coming down, man.
Anything I can do for you, you know I love you, so anything I can do for you, let me know.
Fantastic. How about 2 weeks from tonight?
2 weeks from tonight, I promise Timmy that...
All hopped up.
I've never been high on the air.
We'll have to record that and make that a feature podcast.
So the...
Frank's first...
Because, see, next Thursday I'm going down to Irvine the night before, and then we're doing a live broadcast at the Tijuana Long Bar.
Right.
So I can't do Thursday with you next Thursday, right. But the following Thursday I'll come back on.
Excellent.
And I'll just do bong loads the whole show.
Okay. All right, guy goes to...
Did you hear that, Dan Mason?
Yeah. Oh, that's right. He's in town.
Big boss is in town. Hope he's listening.
Oh, man. Be the end of both of us. But it was a nice long run. What the hell? You know, if it ends tonight, it's over. All right, guy goes to Vegas and gets a hooker pregnant. What are his obligations? Scott in Culver City on 97.1.
Oh, God. This brings back really bad memories. I had a situation similar to what you're talking about with a stripper. And... I'm not even going to give the city because I'm still kind of going through this. But she was just absolutely super hot.
I'm sure she was.
And the sex was just because she was crazy.
Did you meet her in the club?
Yeah. No. It was just the sex was just out of that.
Well, how much money did you spend, Scott, on the lap dances and the pervert row that she said, I want to take this guy home and bone him?
Probably about 300.
Wow, that's not bad at all.
But anyway, it was like animal sex. Even the people in the next room complained to the manager. Thought I was killing her or something because she was so loud. And, you know, I thought, oh, wow, this is great. You know, but she talked me out of wearing a condom.
All right, Bubba, if you could not explain the entire sex act and get right to the pregnant part.
I'm so glad I can hear the whole show right now because I think mine moved.
I'm sorry, Tim. But anyway.
That's all right, dude.
I'm a little kind of, I got to be even careful about talking about it, but I did the Hail Mary. I went back to the club after she made the pregnant call, and I was really scared because I thought, you know, I didn't know how much information she knew about me or where I worked or anything like that because I wasn't very out to give that much kind of information. But I went to the club. I said, you know, I think this child, if this is true, I want to marry you. And I'm sweating like mad because my mom would kill me. You know, my parents would just disown me. And she said, no, I need money. You know, we had this argument in the club. And she said, and the manager overheard it and pulled her aside, and then the bouncer threw me out of the club, and then I got this vicious phone call afterwards saying that I got her fired and she's going to get me. And I'm like, I'm like freaking out because I don't know how much information she has on me. But anyway, I found out through one of the other girls there that she came back and had this guy beaten by this one friend of hers really bad. And I was scared because I thought I was going to be next on the list. The guy almost died from being beaten of the manager. And she called me three or four more times threatening to get me. And I was afraid to get the police involved because then she'd find out more about me.
Right.
I just know.
Where does it stand?
Right now, she has not called me at all because it's in another area. And
Does she have your cell phone number?
I canceled my phone.
That's a good move.
And I was so scared because I thought, you know, because I hear Tom Likas and, you know, guys calling in, and I think, I don't want to be this way. And she was extremely dangerous beyond just being wild.
Scott, this is a scam. She's not even pregnant.
Yeah.
It's a complete scam.
Saying, Frank.
Hey, Scott.
That's what I thought. And
hey, Bob Boom. Are you reading... from the KLSX website. You reading my bio?
God, I hope not, Tim, but it scared me.
Because you know that's the way my wife and I met. I mean, how did I know the story, dude. Don't call up and tell me the story of my life and try to sell it as your own. Please, for God's sakes. It's how my wife and I met. She's working at Spearmint Rhino, and I got her pregnant. She had the club manager beat up, and we married. The hell?
I can believe that.
That happens.
Your wife looks like an ex-stripper.
Yeah. She looks like
a
current stripper.
I mean that in the nicest way, right. too, though. Because she's got some big jugs.
Yeah.
She does.
Look at
doesn't
that.
She? Look at that.
Mm. Oh, yeah. I'll bring a picture next Thursday.
Naked?
Yeah.
Thank you, man.
I think she'll do that.
Oh,
sorry. That's my daughter.
Yeah, I can't
All
talk
right.
about that.
All right. Frank Kramer is with us. Frosty Heidi and Frank tomorrow at 10 a.m. Also, the Pink Taco at 6 p.m. tomorrow night. It's the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM.